Du bist bei Country Radio Switzerland und das ist eine weitere Folge von unserer Serie Touring Texas Songwriters. Heute Gast im Studio in Salado, Texas, ist Songwriterin Stephanie Urbina Jones, die man ja aus der Schweiz auch bestens kennt. Ich wünsche euch viel Vergnügen bei dieser Sendung und sage danke, dass ihr dabei seid. Der Bruno Michel, euer Long Tall Texan.
Und der Richard Paul Thomas aus dem Studio im historischen Salado, Texas.
Was hat sich seit ihrem ersten Album für sie verändert?
Nothing and everything. After my abuelita passed away and I went to Mexico to kind of rediscover, you know, my roots, because I grew up in the hill country, but I didn't know my roots and my heritage, and so I went on seeking to find that. I've told this story. I mortgaged my house for the first of four times now to make records, and I began to infuse chili peppers every chance I could get. And even though the first performance and the last song on my first album, Adios Mis Amigos, was recorded with mariachis, it has taken me all these years to finally bring the mariachis into the music. You know, I don't ever know that I want to make a record without mariachis. And we call what we do now honky-tonk mariachi. It just fills my heart and makes me want to get up and hit the road every day.
Nüt und alles, meint sie, nachdem ihre Großmutter verstorben sei sie ihren Wurzeln in Mexiko nachgegangen. Sie haben Hypotheken auf ihr Haus aufgenommen, zu Platten produzieren. Und obwohl ihre erste Song mit Mariachi Music aufgenommen worden sei, hat sie so lange gebraucht, um zu merken, dass das genau ihr bevorzugter Stil sei. Sie werde wohl nie mehr ein Album ohne Mariachi Sound aufnehmen, meint sie, mir sie happy. Und sie würde am liebsten jeden Tag auftreten. Da kommt ein erster Live-Titel aus dem Studio. Vamanos!
Gracias, y'all. On a day like today, when the sun is shining in Texas, in Salado, you grab your mother, your brother, your sisters, your friends, and you say, hey, hey, what do you say? You say, mama, no! Been watching airplanes, out of state license plates. Y'all, they're all going someplace. Now there is a sunset somewhere. There is a breeze through my hair. In my mind, I'm so there. I'm lying. Sipping on a coconut, I could do some damage. Someone turn the bomber up. Vamanos, come on, let's go. Say adios to the same old, same old. Life is a party, I'm gonna live it. I don't wanna waste another minute. Let's go anywhere, pick a spot. I don't care as long as it's out of here. Vamanos. I'm gonna wake up laughing. I'm gonna grab my sunglasses and let the waves come crashing over me. I pack up all the baggage, leave it all behind us. Go to where the world is, don't know where to find us. Let's go
chili peppers on that, yeah. Vamanos. Gracias,
ja. Ja, und weil sie eben nichts mehr anderes machen als Mariachi-Sound gemischt mit Traditional Country, ist auch ihr erstes Mariachi-Album vor einem Zeit rausgekommen. Ist ja nicht ganz billig, so ein Album zu machen. Wie ist es da dazu gekommen?
That was a miracle of an album that actually this guy here, Patterson Barrett, produced that album. It was never meant to be, and a long story short, we just ended up meeting in some mariachis from El Paso in a little town called Tulerosa, New Mexico, and we did what musicians do. We sat around and played songs that we all knew, which was great classic country music. Mm-hmm. And who knew that that little, you know, miracle of an album would become what would break the doors wide open.
Es war eher Zufall gewesen. Sie sind mit ein paar Mariachis aus El Paso in New Mexico gehockt, in Tularosa, haben dort zusammen gespielt, Songs, die jeder kennt, klassische Country mit dem mexikanischen Sound. Und der Patterson Barrett, der ja auch Mitglied ist von der Lost Austin Band, der hat die Scheibe produziert. Ein externer Finanzier hat sie ebenfalls gefunden, gehört Stephanie. Und man hätte es nie gedacht, sagt sie, aber das Album hat Tür und Tor geöffnet. Manchmal bringt sie Mariachi-Musik zum Lachen, manchmal zum Brüllen. Das ist der Titel Mariachis Make Me Cry.
In Texas especially and in Mexico, the Mariachis, that's the authentic sound from Mexico, the music. And I just love, you know, when my abuelitos passed away, they were there, the Mariachis were there to honor their lives, playing, you know, at the graveside. And when babies were born and people were married and quinceañeras, they were there to celebrate all the cycles of life. And so the sound of mariachis makes me laugh and it makes me cry. One of my first memories is wrapped in age-old melodies, passed down like a legacy. Stories of a history. When I hear that music play, it just carries me away. Sit around the kitchen table at grandma's house, listening to the radio. Oh, it would play the sounds of Mexico. She'd smile and reminisce about all the things she made. Song, grateful tears fill her eyes. a little girl of my own. I have taught her to sing and dance to the music of our past. I smile and reminisce about all the things I made.
Stefanie hat es gesagt, ihre Großmutter ist verstorben und sie war in der letzten Stunde bei ihr in San Antonio. Die Großmutter hat kurz vor dem Ableben gesagt: Lass zu, Mädchen, du wirst Country Music mit Chili Peppers machen und damit die Welt erobern. Du wirst unsere Kultur überall vertreten. Stefanie hat gesagt: Das kann ich doch nicht. Ich kann ja nicht einmal eine Enchilada machen. Wie soll ich denn die Kultur vertreten? Stefanie hat einen Titel zu Ehren von der Großmutter geschrieben: La Reina de Los Angeles.
So I mentioned this a little bit. I had a little abuelita. She was a fiery, feisty, spicy, sometimes mean little Mexican woman. When she was passing from this world to the next, she called me. And she'd been talking about dying for a long time. So I flew to San Antonio and I held vigil. I had the honor, great honor, of midwifing her between this world and the next. And in this profound moment, she says, Mija, she was walking between the world. She says, Mija, listen to me. You are going to be a mensaje. You are going to be carrying our culture. And she said this. She said, it's going to be country music with chili peppers all over the world. And I was like, I can't. I don't even know how to make an enchilada. How can I carry the culture? This is called La Reina de Los Angeles. For all you feisty, spicy, sometimes mean women out there.
Uno, dos, tres, hey!
Frijoles in the kitchen. I can hear her laughter in the air. I can hear her yelling, hey mija, please do something with your hair. La reina, la reina de Los Angeles is dancing through my dreams. La reina, la reina de Los Angeles is watching over me. Well, I can see my sexy abuelita, that means grandma, y'all, polishing her halo night and day, kicking up her heels all over heaven as a band of mighty Apache angels play. La reina, la reina de Los Angeles is dancing through my tree keys. La reina, la reina de Los Angeles is watching. She's rounded up a posse of angels. a slot machine in heaven. Don't you know that she'll be sitting there smoking cigarettes and seeing sevens with all those holy rollers in her hair? La reina, la reina, little Saint Elizabeth is dancing the room by the keys. La reina, la reina, little Saint Elizabeth is watching.
Noch vor ihre Karriere richtig angefangen hat, hat Stephanie in Nashville gearbeitet, und zwar in der PR-Agentur für Texas Tornadoes. Und so ist es dann auch gekommen, dass sie den Augie Myers kennengelernt hat, und der hat ihr ein bisschen auf die Beine geholfen. Er hat sie aber auf verschiedene Titel auf ihren Aufnahmen begleitet. Was hat das für sie bedeutet, mit so einer Legende zu spielen?
Of course, just shaking in my boots, because I had such respect. I was going to work in management and publicity because I believed in the Texas Tornadoes so much and their culture that they were carrying and who they were. And Augie Myers is just, he is greatness, and he's been a part of so much great music. He was one of the first artists that recognized me, and he pulled me over and said, you know, you have something. There's something there. And, you know, believers along the way, that in those moments that matter most, he was that for me. And I, you know, I have so much respect for him.
Sie hat ehrfürchtig zitterte in den Stiefel, hat sie gesagt, wo sie den Augie das erste Mal begleitet hat auf der Bühne. Da hat sie zu Zeiten genommen und gesagt, du hast irgendetwas Spezielles ist an dir. Und sie hat so viel Respekt, wie der Augie sagt, einfach die Impersonifizierung von der Geschichte, von der ganzen Tex-Mex-Music. Da kommt ein Titel, den sie zusammen mit dem Augie aufgenommen hat, «Come on, say yama, mama».
Are you ready, Augie?
Two, one, two, three, four.
Woo! She was a few talkers, showed a fiesta platter. A little bit crazy, but it did not matter to her, it seemed. Oh, he looked like a dream. The moon's a little brighter down in bed. She was a saucy side as the story goes. The moment their eyes met, he walked up to her and said, "Como se llama, mama, where have you been? You're looking good, baby, what's happening? I've been so lonely since I don't know where. Como se llama, mama, where have you been?" Summer breeze, the thought of forever gave her heart ease. He was sucked right in. That's where the fairy tale ends. Margaritas and moonlight only go so far. The truth came out later at the bar when a blonde walked by and he stood up and cried. Mama, where have you been? You're looking good, baby, what's happening? I've been so lonely since I don't know where. Como se llama, mama, where have you been? She said, you know that my weakness is pretty young chicas. He said, as if he had no shame.
Ay, qué bonita, my sweet señorita. Would you please tell me your name?
Como se llama, mama? How have you been? You're looking fine today. What's happening?
I've been so lonely since I don't know where. Como se llama, mama? Where?
Salado, Texas, and it's what's happening. Woo! Don't you know?
I've been so lonely since I don't know where. Como se llama, mama, where?
Yeah.
Thanks, Augie.
Ja, der Patterson Barrett hat den Part vom Augie Myers übernommen, einfach ohne Rossschwanz. Wie hat denn das überhaupt angefangen mit Songwriting und Singen bei der Stephanie?
Well, I mean, I think at 16 I wrote a terrible Don't Leave Me, You Broke My Heart song. I can't remember it, but I did find it one day and I was like, oh, that's sweet. We were just talking about this, you know, I'm getting ready to create a really big show that I'm excited about and I was going back. One of the first songs that I wrote was called She Escapes. When I was a little girl and I was missing my dad, my parents had divorced, and I had that little suitcase record player, and I would go in my room, and the cord was long enough to reach into my closet. And so I would, you know, clear my clothes out, and I would just sit in there, and I listened to my records, and I would rock myself to the music, you know, and like so many kids, it was my first great friend, you know, in so many ways. And so I wrote a song called She Escaped. We're considering bringing that one up into the next record.
Mit 16 hat sie einen Herzensbrecher Song geschrieben und sie wüsste nicht mehr genau, wie der geheissen hat, aber sie fand ihn heute ziemlich schwach. Und sie erinnert sich noch an einen anderen Titel, der geheissen hat «She Escapes», wo sie geschrieben hat. Als Kind hat sie sich mit dem Plattenspieler im Kleiderschrank versteckt, weil ihre Eltern gescheiden waren und sie den Vater vermisst hat. Und immer dann hat sie sich eingeschlossen und hat ihre Platte gehört. Und der Song, der «She Escapes» Song, der will sie aufs nächste Album aufnehmen. Der nächste Titel handelt von einem Cowboy, der sie an Texas erinnert hat.
And this is so true. This guy comes wandering across the street. He had on these tight jeans, and he had his jeans tucked into his boots. He had a big old wad of tobacco in his mouth and a big old cowboy hat. And he's like, hey, y'all. And he walked up. I said, oh, my God. He looks like it. He smells like it. He reminds me of Texas. And I have no idea what happened to the cowboy, but we wrote this song. Thousand miles from Austin, playing this dive up in Boston, another city I'm lost in, just a stranger in town. He called my Somehow it seemed like I knew him. Something familiar about him. Well, it made me turn around. Well, he reminds me of Texas. He makes me feel right at home. Y'all, I let down my defenses. Woo! I don't feel so alone. Might be those blue bunny blue eyes. I said sparkle. Like fireflies. on his own, never knowing what he's gonna find. Yeah, he's a drifter just like me. In search of what is meant to be, with his heart open wide, he reminds me of Texas. He makes me feel right at home. Yeah, I let down defensive. I don't feel so alone. Might be those blue bonnet blue eyes, eyes that sparkle like fireflies. Yeah, he's a little wild and reckless.
Wie ist es dazu gekommen, dass sie mit Mariachis in der Grand Ole Opry spielen und auch noch dabei sein, wo die Opry Dolly Parton geehrt hat für ihr Bühnenjubiläum?
My publicist also represents Vince Gill. And so she said, well, listen, let me ask Vince if he'll let you come and do one song. And I thought, well, I could probably afford to pay Mariachis for one song. And I could probably find Mariachis to play one song on a Monday night. So Patterson and I went hunting around. We found Mariachis, and Vince Gill said yes, and the Time Jumpers. So we walked in and backstage with all those amazing musicians, you know, and we practiced one song with them, and we hit that stage that night at 3rd and Lindsley to a sold-out crowd, and the crowd went nuts. And the next day, we got a call from the Grand Ole Opry. And it was really amazing. In the 93-year history of the Grand Ole Opry, there have never, ever had mariachi on that stage. So we made history.
Ihre Publisher vertrete auch der Vince Gill, hat Stephanie gemeint, und sie hege Gelegenheit gehabt, mit dem Vince und seinen Time Jumpers einen Song vorzutragen im Nashville-Lokal 3rd and Lindsley. Der Club sei eher ein bisschen zum Zuhören gedacht, aber die Leute haben auf den Tisch tanzen und sind völlig ausgeflippt. Und kurz darauf aber sei ein Anruf von der Grand Ole Opry, und noch nie in den 93 Jahren von der Opry hex auf dieser Bühne Mariachis gehabt. Und sie haben dann auch noch bei der Ehrung für Dolly Parton spielen, und da haben sie diesen Titel da in einem neuen Arrangement gebracht.
Take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Joe. Jolene, I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man, Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Stefanie ist ja schon des Öfteren jetzt in der Schweiz auftreten. Wo sieht sie den Unterschied zwischen dem Schweizer Publikum und dem da bei uns in Texas?
Well, you know, I have to say, first of all, thank you. You know, you gave me, introduced me to my first agent, Ed Bouchard in Switzerland. And, you know, I've had a grand adventure, much because of you and that introduction. So I want to say publicly, thank you so much. Switzerland is so, in a lot of ways, similar to Texas. I feel like the connoisseurs, the appreciation for artists and songs and the culture and the stories is very similar. So it's so wonderful because they really care about, you know, they want to know about the songs, who wrote them, the stories behind them. And that's very much like the culture in Texas, you know, because we are, it's a rare thing that we honor songwriters and the stories. And I think that's why so many great artists come from this state.
Zuallererst, weil sie sich bei mir bedanken, hat Stefanie gemeint, weil ich habe sie seinerzeit mit dem Ed Bouchard, mit einem Agent in der Schweiz, in Verbindung gebracht. Und dann hat ihre Karriere so richtig angefangen, abheben international. Schweizer Publikum sei sehr ähnlich zu den Texanern, meint sie, die Leute seien interessiert an den Songs und wo die Songs herkommen und sie hören aufmerksam zu. Und das sei eigentlich ziemlich genau wie da bei uns in Texas. Und sie glaubt auch, dass genau darum so viele grossartige Songwriter aus dem Lone Star State kommen. Der nächste Titel sagt Stefanie gerade selber.
The Honky Tonk Mariachi. We're actually working on a new album with some really exciting news happening this year. This is one of the songs that we first cut. It's going to be one of the last songs on the album. It's called El Camino de Mi Vida. It means the road of my life.
Yeah.
Was würde sich Stephanie in einem Interview fragen, das ich jetzt nicht gefragt habe?
Well, as you may or may not know, one of my dreams was, and the dream of my grandmother, was again to take this country music with Chili Peppers all over the world. To date, I had the great honor of playing 14 countries around the world. I haven't gotten to do that with mariachis. And so it's my dream to take this music, this country music with Chili Peppers all over the world. In a big way.
Früher hatte ich ja den Traum, dass Stephanie Country Music mit Chili Peppers unter die Leute bringt auf der ganzen Welt. Sie sind bis jetzt in 14 Ländern auftreten, aber mit Mariachis hat sie das bis vor kurzem nicht gemacht und darum sei ihr nächster Traum, dass sie diesen Sound im grossen Stil überall in die Welt raustrage und das tönt, wenn das auf CD hörst, dann ungefähr so.
You can.
Der letzte Titel hat sie an der Beerdigung von ihrer Großmutter gesungen. Es ist einer von den ersten Songs gewesen, wo Stephanie geschrieben hat. Adios, mis amigos.
So this song actually was written for my abuelita, you know, my little Mexican grandmother. After she passed, you know, of course they asked me to sing a song for her funeral to honor her life. And it was the very first song I ever recorded as an artist. And I end every show with it, always. This is called Adios, Mis Amigos. I want to say muchísimas gracias to you.
Thanks to you.
Thank you so much. I'm Thank so you. Glad we got to ride this life together. There's a season for hello. There's a season for goodbye. That's the way the world goes around. Texas pioneer. The bottom of my heart and these honky-tonk mariachis, muchísimas gracias, y'all. This is our final prayer. Now you put it in your heart and you take it down the road. And I hope it makes you smile. Oh! Thank you.
gracias, y'all. Keep on smiling and driving and dreaming and believing. Woo! Gracias, y'all.
Das ist eine weitere Folge von Touring Texas Songwriters. Ich danke fürs Zuhören und sage Tschüss zusammen, bis zum nächsten Mal. Der Bruno Michel, euer Longtal Texan.